Very good. We have been talking into the areas of the Holy Spirit and how powerful, how important, how much needed He is for today in our churches. He's so much important in our life individually, corporately, church, corporate level, everything in that level. And so, you know, I want to still kind of focus and stay in that realm of the Holy Spirit, but we're going to kind of begin to branch out into an area here that I sense is kind of coming off of this to kind of keep us with it as well. You know, I left last week talking about, and we will get back into this, but the ability to speak in tongues, the ability to allow the Spirit of God to flow in you enough to where you surrender yourself and you turn your vocal cords over to Him and say, okay, Lord, pray through me. Isn't that great? And how is God going to pray through you? He will give you sometimes, I'm sure, and He has in the past at times, for all of us, words, vernacularly that we can take and share. Lord, I just pray and lift this up. I pray for this person. I pray for that. And then there's those times that we do not know how to pray that the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, and that's the purpose, really, of the Holy Spirit, to help us. Well, not the main purpose. It's a lot of things, of leading us into all truth and being with us and guiding us and leading us, but to be able to pray through that level. But also to know that you're not alone in this life. Because, see, if we would look at it in the natural thinking, well, God, you know, came to earth by that of the Spirit all the way back in the Holy Spirit, with even in the garden as far as, you know, He looked and He formed and He said, this is good. And then He sent Jesus, and Jesus is in the flesh and actually was somebody back in that day that you could go up and touch, and He was the Son of God. Now He's gone, and we're here with nothing other than the Holy Spirit. And so it's very important for today and the days ahead, and really, for the as long as you're on this side of heaven, it's important for you to move and to have the function of the Holy Spirit in your life day in and day out. And not just here and there, not just on Sundays, not just when you come to service. And you've got to sometimes change some of your thoughts and change some of your theology that maybe you've been taught in some areas of goes against the Holy Spirit of today. And we can't get into all of that, and we've kind of shared to bring us up to this point, but I'm just telling you, it's important for you to have the infilling of, the baptism of, the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Last week back, I talked about a little bit of the measure of the Holy Spirit to the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and we shared what the measure is. It's okay to have a measure of something, but I'm going to tell you what, anything out there, I'll say, ice cream. It's good to have a measure of the ice cream, but give me the whole gallon. The fullness of that gallon. Things like that. Think about that in the natural of how you're looking at the things of the Holy Spirit. I don't want just a measure of the power of God. I want the fullness of the power of God. And it's not so that I can become God. It's because I want that so God can use and flow through me in a power that's necessary here. Not here just at the church, but here in my life, in my family, in so many areas. And so we're going to go into a level of something that I believe I shared, and I've even last night, whether or not I wanted to launch into this or kind of wrap up some other things, but go into this, and here we go. We're going to go into this. On the front of your bulletin, what does it say? Time to stretch. This is the seventh inning stretch. This is the what do they call that? In football, between the two quarters, halftime, seventh inning stretch, halftime, whatever you want to call it. But I believe it's a time to get into this understanding, because this past week, as I was doing some things outside around the premises here of the property, I like to cut a path or two around by the pine trees. And God visits with me here and there and everywhere, but He visited with me this past week back on Tuesday or whenever it was. I think it was Tuesday. And things were brought to my fixation of looking at things as I was cutting. I came in today and I looked back at the field and I couldn't go back and take a picture of what I wanted to take a picture of, and I should have done it back last week. Because, bless his heart, Dan came out Saturday and cut the field. The thing that drew my attention and began this looking at this stretching is the field back there. The grass is probably about this high, grass, weeds, whatever, you know, it's about this high. And on the back side over there, just standing as straight and as prominent as you would ever see, was a weed. But it was kind of a pretty weed. It had a big round purple head or flower or something. It really looked beautiful. But the grass and throughout the field in that area was about this high. But I could see out there in the midst of that, this one stalk of a weed, but it was a pretty weed. It must have stood about this high. Just all by itself, one stem, just rising up. Boom, right there. So, wow, Lord, what is that? And then the word stretch. It hit me like that weed was rising above everything else that was around it to get closer to whatever it was wanting to get close to. You know, the sun, it was drawing it up higher. I don't know. It's just the nutrients, the sun, everything that was there was helping that one type of plant to grow higher than anything else that would be in this side right here. It wasn't just like a lot of those out there. It was like that was the only thing out there in that proximity of where I was looking. And I said, wow, God. Man, the gumption of that weed. That weed that's growing up because of, in the beginning, that weed came out of the ground right where everything else was, right? And it grew, and as the grass was growing, it was growing, and as it was growing, and all. But the grass only got up so high, or whatever is out there, kind of like. But that didn't stop. Wherever it stopped, the weed kept going. It kept stretching higher and higher above those things that were around it. And I began to sense within my spirit from God that this church and those of you in this church are going to need to stretch to rise above the things that you are around or in or happening in your life today. Now, you're saying, well, stretching, that sounds uncomfortable. But then you begin to understand the elements of stretching in the natural. And there's reasons why you stretch, isn't there? If you don't stretch in the natural, there's things that will happen to your body. There's injuries that will happen if you don't stretch. You find runners, they limber up, they move their legs, they're this or that. You find baseball players, football players, track and field, tennis players, anybody out there, even those that just go to 24-hour all whatever for exercise, your coach or whoever's there will tell you probably do some warm-up exercise. Do some stretching exercise before you get into what? Your main lifts or your main exercise routine. Why is that? To keep from injuries happening. It begins to allow your muscles to begin to become elastic, to have some more movement. Because as we all know, where we're at today, we don't get much exercise at our desk and in our offices and behind the wheel of the car, do we? Or sitting at home watching TV, or whatever the case might be. I mean, you can find that out by just after you've sat in all winter and you go out and you start cutting the grass. One or two times of cutting the grass and, man, you're going like, oh my gosh, gee, my legs, I'm sore. What in the world? That's it. I'm getting some sheep and donkeys. They'll just eat this grass. But you'll find that as you are sedentary or whatever for most of the season in the winter, you get out for the summer stuff, and it takes some time to get limbered up again. And eventually, little by little, what caused you to kind of go, oh man, that's not good. After you're into it for a while, hopefully, some of us maybe are still dealing with that, you know, you begin to have some mobility and more stretch and more abilities to reach and more function within your body. So I began to say, well, Lord, what about this? And I heard the Lord and my spirit said, it's time for those of Harvester's Church. It's time for you, Tim. It's time for this church to stretch for the things that I have for you individually, for you corporately, for you as this is kingdom property here. We've had wonderful prayer times on Wednesday nights, and sometime back, man, the whole thing was just tied into just praying for God's direction and flow upon this 10 acres of land here, not to make it producing great things other than producing great things for God, yes. To make a name for itself, no. To do great things for God, yes. Because we want to be a light to the surrounding community or wherever God wants to put us in the realm of sharing His Word. Amen. Amen. And in that word, stretch. I haven't even begun. So it says today is the start for us to begin to learn to stretch. Maybe I should have had you all stand up and go, okay, separate yourselves and put your hands out. You know, now just go like this. Gosh, I remember that in high school, you know. I probably should have still been doing that. I thought, what's that? You know, this, down, this, down, down, you know. All those things were necessary. Maybe we should have done that today. Maybe we'll start that in the future. I don't know. Don't let that scare you away from coming back next week. People go, I ain't going to go there. You know? But as we look at this, you may be thinking stretching. Well, stretching what? What do I need to stretch? I got out of bed. I walked here. I sat down. I got up. I'm stretched. I'm good. You might say, stretching where? Where do I need to stretch? Stretching how? Or even, why stretch? Wasn't it always neat to have that little, remember those, this goes back, you know, before you had all these electronic toys and all that, but you had little gumbo. Little gumbo guy. Mold him and all that, turn him. Oh, look at stretch. This past week, I've shared, sensing in my spirit, that the Word of God is, maybe it's just for me, guys. And if it is, humor me and stick around. Maybe it's just for me to learn for myself. But as I was out there cutting, and I saw that, and I was going back and forth, and just thinking of the things of God and what this is all about, I began to shout stretch. Thank God for the lawnmower and the motor out there, because people would think I was probably going crazy back there. I go, God, you want us to stretch! 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 Stretch. The body of Christ has to stretch. And I thought of you guys and different ones in here and going through situations with job, possibly. We have to help Dan stretch and keep stretching for the answer to prayer for a job that would fit his need locally and even do better than that. I believe it's not just going to be just a job to fit his need. It's going to be a job to fulfill even more, be more of a blessing. My God wants to be that God to us, that He just doesn't meet the need. He exceeds the need. And then you look back and you go, wow, God, I was just asking for this and you gave me this. Wow. He goes, yeah, I'm a God. I love you. I love you. You're mine. I'm going to bless you. I was thinking of Al and going through health situations and things like that, you know. And he has stretched tremendously. I want to share something, if I can, if we get into it, Al. Because Al helped me finalize and kind of like, yeah, that's the word from God. You're going to say, well, how did that happen? How did that happen? Al, I haven't talked to you about this. But we did visit on Thursday, I think it was. I don't know, do you remember when we were talking and you're in your recliner? You can stay.
Testing?
He's sitting in his recliner, I'm sitting on the couch, and we're just kind of talking, you know, a little bit back and forth about some stuff and how God was moving and how God is stretching you guys. And you're not, share what you would like to.
Stretching for life, okay, it's kind of like to not dwell on the things that are, you know, if I look at the things that are around me, I could say, well, you know, it's time to pack it in. But God said, don't do that.
Amen.
God said, live.
Amen.
Yeah. He said, live.
That's right.
He said, to do that, I must look beyond, you know, beyond my circumstances and stretch and believe for things that are beyond what I even expect. We're working to try to get a home through the VA. You say, "Well, Alan, you're sick." I mean,
isn't that exciting?
I mean, you got this cancer and all that. So, but you know what? No.
Stretch.
You know, if I stretch to live, that's it's. You know, if I want to live, I have to believe for the things of God that make for life.
Oh, that's a good word. That's good. Very good.
And so, you know,
well,
we're working to, you know, we're looking past the sickness.
Yeah.
The sickness is there, but we're looking past the, we're looking past it.
Amen.
You know, when we're not, we're not, you know, we're not dwelling on it, you know. God is my healer. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He's my healer. He's my deliverer, you know. And if I believe that, if I believe that,
yes,
then I should stretch for life, right? I should stretch to live. I shouldn't settle for what is.
Ooh, good word there. And that's the thing. He was sitting in his chair and I was sitting there, he was talking and he began to share and they said, you know, they're looking at getting a house. I said, that's awesome. You know, they're having a whole change of dynamics within their thoughts. That how the enemy has probably put them into a level of, well, like Terry was saying, you know, you just sit here and wait to die. You just wait for the things to happen. And, you know, sad, but kind of interesting as it is, there's been people in his life and his family that have passed on unexpectedly than more than Al. You know, they're probably those that passed on were expecting they'd be going to Al's funeral, but however things happen, they, whatever, were called to God. And
I'm still here.
They're still there. Hallelujah. And so Al was staying in his chair, and he goes, and he got forward in his chair, and he was reaching out. He says, and I think God is just tells us we need to stretch for these things. And I go, whoa, what did you say? That was Thursday. Tuesday, God told me, stretch. This church needs to stretch. And when I heard that word from God, he brought people to my mind. Al was one of them because I know the situation and Terry, what they're going through. And I'm not saying they haven't stretched already, but I'm just saying it's going to require that additional stretch to keep going to the things of God. Is there something else? Keep, anything you want to share?
God's got things for us as a church, but it's going to require us to stretch our faith.
Hey, stretch, and that's what he said. I got to stretch the faith.
Yeah.
Stretch the faith.
It is. It's going to, you know, if we'll have to start seeing things the way God sees them, and not the way we see them, and it doesn't necessarily mean it'll feel good, but it'll get us where we gotta go.
That's it. That's it. And that's what it's all about, getting us where we gotta go. Only because where we gotta go is where God says to go, and what God has for us, and we know that. We know that God has many things for us. And when he said that and it shared and it tied in on Wednesday at prayer time, I kind of unleashed a little bit of this because it's just starting to bubble within my soul and my spirit of stretching. And it's going to be a powerful time. And then I began, and we'll get into this further as the time goes, but you begin to look in scriptures about things of stretching, and there's words in scriptures about stretching. We talks about in the Old Testament, Moses, stretch your rod over that river, and it'll separate for you to go through. Well, that's great. That was an obstacle in their life. That was an obstacle that was restricting them from going to where God wanted them to go. But God said, stretch that rod over that river and see what happens. And what happened? They went through on dry ground. Well, that's all well and good, Pastor. But what about? The enemy was still coming after them. Well, they're on the other side of this. And what did God say to Moses? Stretch that rod back over that, and he will cause the waters to come back in. And what happened? Drowned the enemy that was chasing them. You begin to read. Jesus with the one with the lame hand. What did Jesus say? Stretch your hand forward. You can see where this is going. Old Testament talked about stretch your tent. Stretch your tent stakes or put your stakes in. I've got these scriptures here we'll get to. But these are things in God's Word that you begin to search and run through. Talks about the plagues, you know, we'll get into that. But it's like, stretch your hand upward and hail will come. Stretch your hand upward and the hail will stop. Stretch your hand forward and the locusts and the frogs will come and devour the land and pestilence will come. Stretch your hand back again and I will remove them from the land. Stretch. Well, that's not very much of a stretch. I got rubber bands here, guys. And we're going to formulate these things into this, but I believe some of us stretch, and there's different ways and abilities of elasticity as of rubber bands. We got little rubber bands that stretch, and they're really cute, and they pull little piles of stuff. Okay. Then we get little rubber bands but they're wider and thicker, and they've got a little bit more. Ooh, and I broke it. I stretched it too far, and I broke it. Oh, my gosh. Then we got rubber bands that get a little bit bigger, and I go, ooh, that's good, stretching. That's pretty good. I'm stretching that far. That's good for me. Okay, and then we get some that are about that, but they're a little narrower, and oh, they got a little bit more elasticity. That's pretty good. See, we are all probably already stretched some way in our life with God. Receiving Him as your Lord and Savior by faith was a stretch because the world doesn't understand it. The world has a hard time conceiving that. They could conceive it if they want to. They just have a hard time understanding it because it's out of their understanding. They want to see things in the real and the now to understand how to deal with things. And God's Word and the things that God has for us is all the things in the spiritual realm that I can't see with my natural eyes, but I can sense by my spiritual eyes. I can sense by the Holy Spirit in me. I can sense when God is talking to me, even on a tractor cutting weeds, when He speaks to me in the Spirit to say, it's time to stretch, and here's some examples of what you're looking at in the natural, and now you got to go share it. And you've got to share it, and the people have to hopefully pick up on this, that we've got to stretch. And we are all here. We've been stretched already somewhat. But you got to stretch further. You got to go from your beginning foundationals of faith and, oh, yeah, that's pretty good. You've got to get past this. You got to move up to this. I'm going to tell you guys, you need to get to this one. Ooh, stretching even further. And there's other rubber bands out there. I've seen some that go like way out there. But this is just to kind of give you an idea. Stretching towards God as God, because in God's Word, He talked about in His Word, as He was telling those here to stretch out this and to stretch these things, God, I think it was on a mount, and we'll get to that, but He talked about He was going to stretch forth. God said, I will stretch forth my hand. And He did in the enemy. These are these things that God is stretching to us. And God is saying, you stretch to me. And somewhere in between, we will just have this. And it'll be okay. But it takes the desire to stretch. And it takes the understanding that I have to stretch for more of the things of God. Or you can just stay where you're at and be satisfied with the stretch that you got here, but be after a while upset. And after a while, you get kind of bemoaning the fact of God. And you're saying, well, God, this isn't, Jesus said, I've come to give you life and to give it more abundantly. That you know, when I was away from Him and I didn't have Him in my life at all, initially that was a pretty good stretch. And I felt pretty much a little life abundant there. But now that I've been with this for 5, 10, 8, 10, 12, 20, 30 years, this seems to be restrictive, right? This can be restrictive to a point that when it only goes so far, you restrict what it can do. You've got to stretch more with God's Word. You've got to stretch more with the Holy Spirit in you. You've got to stretch to receive the infilling of the baptism of the Holy Spirit and receive it by faith. You've got to begin to share and speak in tongues. It's just an evidence of being filled. It's not saving you by speaking in tongues, but it's the power that's there. But we've got to do a lot of stretching in the things of God to get into our life. Now, there are some things that we get into. This hit me just today in my office before coming out here. I had these little security tie things. And I think sometimes we get in our walk with God, and we get into a situation to where it doesn't even go anymore. And then sometimes the enemy comes on us, and he puts more on us, because he's putting more on us because we're not going more to God. And so the enemy, the devil, wants to even smother you even more. The devil wants to tell a couple here that's maybe dealing with a situation that naturally looks hopeless. Naturally, the doctors say, there's nothing more we can do. Go home. But you talk with him, and he said over five years ago, they told him he would only be around 6 months. Almost 6 years back now. For 6 months to 5 years, someone's wrong. Their understanding of what they saw in the natural doesn't line up to the things of the spiritual that God has. And that's okay. They're doctors. They're flesh, and they don't quite understand. But Al didn't receive that as a death sentence. He just received it, okay, God, it's all up to you. When that was told him, that they said, there's nothing more we can do, Al just totally then, he had already been surrendered, I'm sure, to God. But by then, it was like, it's all God anyway. It was all God 6 years ago when they told him the diagnosis. It was God then, it's God now. Now, when will he die? I don't know. But when it is, it'll be God's timing when he's wanting to call home. We pray that, Lord, whatever Al still has to do for the kingdom of yours, Lord, sustain his life to fulfill it. Amen. He could be around here for another 10, 15, 20 years. Yes. Well, Pastor, how can you explain that? I can't. But only by God. Isn't that awesome? I can rest on that. I don't have to have all the insights and wisdom and knowledge to sit there and try to diagnose the whole thing and try to figure it all out. Do you? I hope not. I hope we get to that level because I've stretched enough with God to where all I've got to do is say, but God showed up. But God had a plan. And he has a plan for all of us. But I think of situations here, and it's okay, I'm using you as an example, but you guys are having a testimony of living for God that speaks volumes. But I believe when the diagnosis came, they might have been like this little restricted little security tie. They said, well, we're just going to have to sit here now and hear what they say and just wait to die. We, in this room, you can just sit where you're at in your situation and just sit and wait and say, well, this is all the better it's going to get. It's only going to get worse from here. Why do anything? Why pray? Why praise? Why worship God? Why do this? Why do that? Why go to church? Why read the Bible? Why do I do this? Why? Because it seems like, inevitably, the world is saying, this is where I'm at. And little by little, the old enemy of this world, the enemy of the kingdom, the god of this world, the devil, I think he just begins to take this little tie and he starts reining you in to less and less of living. To where pretty soon, this is where you're at. That's kind of like almost at the end of my rope. Might as well just hang now, you know, just wait. But the Spirit of God comes and says, no, you don't let this happen to your life. You don't let this happen to your circumstance. I don't care if it's a job, finances, family relations, mothers, daughters, fathers, whatever is impacting your life, don't let it get to the point where it says, like, there's no hope for it. It's always going to be like that. Stretch. Stretch to God. And say, I'm not going to receive that. I'm not going to sit and take that. For my God is a God that is far above powers and principalities and all these things that I deal with here. And I'm going to believe and I'm going to live and I'm going to do what he wants me to do. And to even do more of that, it's going to require more of what, Tim, to do? Stretch. Now, it's good that the rubber band is about that size automatically. That's a pretty good distance. But as I read His Word, as I develop, as I pray, as I go through trials and tribulations, that rubber band begins to stretch further. My faith begins to stretch. My faith begins to grow. My faith begins to stand out to help me. And sometimes by helping and testimony-wise, it helps others around you to say, wow, what a God. What a God. You know, I could sit there and say, wow, what a God Al serves. He's got a special God. Wish I had a God like that. No, we serve the same God. His God is my God. This land is my land. Okay, this God is my God. This God is your God. From one problem to the rest. Ain't nothing gonna happen that He can't help you. Stretch, stretch, and stretch past that. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Now we're not.
A poet I'm not. Let me go down here. We got to throw some verses in here because you're going to say, how did I go to church and I didn't even hear a verse? Okay, this is then to stretching, other than kind of. It says, talked about the football and all this and halftime stretching our bodies. With that said, I believe regarding the kingdom life, we too need to have flexibility for the things that God has for us to do. Flexibility for the things that God has to do. Flexibility for the things God has for us to do. And then the scripture hit me. In Him we live and move and have our being. In Him we live and move and have our being. We'll make a joyful noise, sing unto the Lord, tell Him of your love, dance before Him, make a joyful noise. In Him we live and move. Hey, Acts 17:28 in Acts. For in Him we live and move and have our being. For us to move with God, let me tell you, flexibility and even stretching will be of great benefit. To have the things of God in your life stretching, and that is going to be great benefit. Well, okay, so you say, well, that's great, Tim. Okay, Isaiah 54:2. Enlarge the place of your tent and let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. Stretch out. Enlarge. He was talking about enlarging your land, enlarging where you're at. Why not enlarge where God has you and move into a land that God has that's larger than your circumstance? That takes and consumes and overtakes your situation that you're in. Stretch out your cords, lengthen them, and strengthen your stakes that you put in so that they remain strong. What about here? I shared Moses 9:29. So Moses said unto him, as soon as I have gone out of the city, I will spread out my hands to the Lord. The thunder will cease and there will be no more hail, that you may know the earth is the Lord's. We can go through several scriptures. If you kind of put it into a search, depending upon the translations, you'll probably come up with the 42 to 45-ish, probably more than that, as far as some scriptures relating to stretching areas in the old and some in the new. Remember Jesus said to that man, Matthew 12:13. Then he said to this man, stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and it was restored as whole as the other. You are going to need to stretch. God is telling you, you need to stretch. You need to go through this situation, whatever it might be. You name it, fill in the blank, I'm just going to say, but when you get there, you're going to stretch and stretch out that hand and see that it is as complete as your other hand. It's no more withered. It's no more inoperable. This hand stretched to this hand, my both hands are the same now because of God. Hallelujah, because Jesus said, stretch forth. And He's telling us today, He's telling us as a church, He's telling us, I believe, for others, it's just, you stretch for the things of me. Stretch, stretch, stretch. okay, what I want to do. Now, I would encourage you, don't do what I do, but do what I do. Now see, look at this. Look at all these rubber bands I got. And there's a little bitty rubber band that holds all these big rubber bands. So, you know, little is good. It serves a purpose. I received Jesus, salvation, began my walk with God, began my understanding of the Holy Spirit, began my understanding of giving, began my understanding of tithing, began my understanding of healing, began my understanding of the power of life as in the tongue. I began to learn all these things with this little rubber band. But praise God, praise God. Somebody say praise God.
Praise God.
We've expanded. And I might not be that far yet. I might only be here. I don't know where I'm at. But here's what I'd like for you to do. I'm going to give you one of these for a small price of $19.99. We've been prayed over. It's got the Holy Spirit on it. If you need to...
Where's the Walmart rollback?
Walmart rollback? What? And, you know, for you that have spouses and you need to get them going, this, remember in school, you get a rubber band and the guy next to you, you'd go like this, boom, right on the leg, like, oh! Little Johnny, be quiet. Yeah, but it's all snap. Shut up. You know, school is good for rubber bands and stuff. Ooh, man. Big pins to take out the insert, and those were good spit-wad shooters. Man, those were the days, my friend. I thought they'd never end. But here's what I would like, and you can do whatever you want, but I want you to kind of have this, and we'll hand about next week because there's some people missing. But as we go through this sharing of series or whatever it is, I hope throughout the week you kind of look at that. And I was thinking yesterday when I went out to get them, I thought, where are we going to put them? I could have got little ones to put on my wrist, but who wants to wear a rubber band around your wrist all the time? But I thought, you know what? For our Bibles, maybe we could just put our rubber band just kind of like on our Bible like this. So that when you're in your time of word with God, he can just sit there and say, oh man, stretch me, Lord. Let's read your word. Let's stretch a little bit. You can use it as a, if you're in a particular scripture and you want to keep your place there, all you have to do is just open your Bible, take this, and there it's. This is a multi-use product. That's why it's $19.99. It's just not one use. Okay, roll back $12.99 just for Wayne. But for the rest of you, I'm going to have to raise it up to $29.99 now.
It's for me.
Okay. Wait, it's okay for me. The Lord's blessing me. I don't know about you guys. But anyway, can you get an understanding? Is it kind of understandable a little bit? Am I like in the deep end? Am I sinking? You know, is I like, have I hit one of those branches out there, hit me in the head too many times when I've been cutting? You know? What color would you like? What color? You got a favorite color? Just pick two. You guys get one for each of you. You like blue, purple? Don't snap me now. Oh! I don't know. Wait. I'll let you pick a color, man. Any special color? They're all the same price.
Except for me.
Except for you. Purple? I like that color. Purple's good. Ooh, I love purple.
It's like a politician. Give me three prices and then tell me they're all the same.
They're all good. They're all good. Hey, da 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 da. What color would you like, man? Blue, yellow.
Not a yellow.
You like yellow?
Green.
Yeah. Yellow is gone. Anybody wants yellow? It's higher price now.
Yeah,
you got it. Pat will sell it to you. Green, purple, blue.
Want a green one, Carol?
Yeah.
Want a green one? Here you go. There you go. And I would just encourage you. Just kind of. I hope this is a. It's kind of like an object thing to kind of help us kind of remember what I shared today. You want a green one? There you go. And, you know, you can put it on your Bible. You can put it around, whatever. I just encourage you to do something with it to where you can remember it. Like orange? You sure? You sure that's a color you like? You got more. Okay. Ma'am, would you like a rubber band? Blue? Alrighty. Dawn, what color... Purple. Dan!
Red.
Red. I don't know. I got orange. Is that close?
Close.
Okay. International Harvester, right?
Yeah.
Tractor guy. Please hold on to them. I would encourage you to bring them back in the next few weeks and all. Maybe next week when you come back and those that are missing today and they come in and you go, look, you were gone and Pastor gave us something. Look at this, you know. It's like, well, I'll never be gone again. I'm never going, you know. But yeah, I thought, yeah, that's pretty cool. I'll put on my Bible and have it with me. But I think it is it's a very important time in our lives. We're all at different levels with things of God in our life. You know, Julie, you guys moving and how quick that came about, but how God opened up and it just, you know, when God is in it, hold on. And Julie is still going, whoo, where's my toothbrush? I don't know. Where's my soap? I don't know. We just had to move everything out fast, you know. Yeah, bless your heart, and had to move and get ready to move again, I suppose, or kind of found a place that God opened up. But as one of the things I think Wayne shared, that he just felt God was saying, you know, it's time to prepare for the next year and a half or so or whatever out, you know. And that's God speaking to us, speaking to you individually, speaking to you as couples, as those that are husbands and wives. And maybe he's saying, it's time to prepare for this. It's time to get ready for the things that I have for you. And to do that, it's a stretch sometimes. Because, see, it's usually those things that God gives us that we're to prepare for that we don't see it happening. And when it does happen, it's going like, it's not the way I planned it. And, of course, God would say, of course it's not the way you planned it. It's the way I've always had it planned. Because God says, I know the beginning to the end. I'm the Alpha and Omega. I know the plans that I have for you before you were even born. I know the plans I have for you when it comes time for your retirement or for your job that you're in or where you're going now. Remain faithful to me, he would say, so that you continue on this path on the journey that I have set for you. Because if you're on that path that I have prepared for you, then I have prepared it to where, oh, there could be some obstructions and things like that. But you know what? That's going to help you build a closer relationship with me. It's going to build your faith so that I want you to see how strong a God I am in your adversities. Because when you're weak, that's when God says, I'm strong. God wants to show himself to his people to say, I am God. I am strong. I do care for you. I have your back. I have your front. I've got your sides. I've placed myself around you. Hallelujah. But I believe the word of the Lord today is saying, but you're going to have to stretch in those areas sometimes to meet me where I want you to be. And as long as you stay pliable and flexible with me, I will never break you. I will never stretch you out to the point to where you lose your elasticity, to where you're not of any use. Because you can get a rubber band after it's been used and stretched to the point where it's, after a while, it's no use anymore. But our God is not a God of that, of using you up and then disposing of you. He's a God that will use you and continue to use you for the multiple things that he has to complete for his kingdom, that he's going to work through you. And so he will never get you to the point to where you will lose your flexibility or your elasticity of growing and developing with him. That only will come about if you yourself do that. Maybe there's those times you feel like, I've already stretched out, Lord. I need some elasticity. Pray for that, you know. Help me, Lord. Keep me more. Oh, Father, you are a good God. I pray now, Lord, that as what has been shared as the opening of what you have shared with me this week, Lord, I pray, Lord, that it is powerful in the lives of these people. That it is powerful in the life of this church. Powerful in me. In all of us. Corporately, individually. And it's your word, Lord. It's not my word. Father, thank you. And now take this as you shared with me and move it into the spirits of these that are here. And in the weeks ahead as we share about more of this, Lord, that it will be growing and developing. For it is not of me, it is of you, Lord. I just pray and thank you, Father, for all of this now. As we go into a time of a song to close us out, Lord, we thank you for this wonderful and beautiful day.